Hello, South Street Baptist Church. God bless you. My name is Tabitha, and I'm from King Jesus Ministry here in Miami, Florida. And I want to thank you again for giving me the privilege and honor of being with you today. I honor my spiritual parents, Apostle Maldonado and his wife, Prophet Anna. I also honor Teacher John and Teacher Letty for this opportunity, as well as Pastor Gideon and Pastor Irene. Thank you so much for opening up your church again in the pulpit and giving me this opportunity to minister and to teach your people, the congregation, those that God has placed you in authority over. I do consider it a privilege and an honor, and I don't take it lightly. Releasing the word of God is never something you should take lightly. Amen. So today I want to speak about how to receive the mantle of anointing. Amen. How many of you want to receive a mantle of anointing? Whether it's maybe the mantle that is the anointing that is on another man or another woman, or just to grow in the mantle that God has placed over your life. And with that, I don't know. I'm not sure if you realize or you know, or maybe you do. I hope you do. Maybe you're new and this is the first time you're hearing it, or maybe you've heard this before. But I pray that it's a blessing to you. But before we begin, of course, let's open in prayer and ask God's presence to come. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your presence, your love, your life. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to receive your word. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak and release your word. I thank you for the lives of every person that is watching this video. Lord, I bless them. We enthrone you, Holy Spirit, in our lives. We enthrone you in our homes. We enthrone you in this teaching. Father, we ask that you would open up our eyes, open up our hearts, and open up our ears to hear what it is that you want to speak to us today. Lord, we surrender our lives to you. We say, here we are. Lord, send me. Send us deeper into your purpose and calling for our life. And Lord, we surrender everything that we are and everything that we have to you. And we say, come and take it and use it. We are our vessels of honor for you today and this morning, Holy Spirit. We thank you that you are with us, and we give you all of the glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. I'm so thankful and grateful for everything that God is doing in my life. And I'm just so blessed. And I hope that you see and are able to recognize everything that God is doing in your life. Maybe we don't like it. We might not understand it. We might not know why things are happening in our life. But everything is happening for a reason. And God is good. Amen. Everything is not good. Not everything that we go through is good. And not everything that we go through is bad. Some of the things that we go through in life are there to teach us, to train us, to mature us. Amen. So God is really good. Amen. And I love him so much. I'm so grateful that he's with me. Amen. Can I get an amen? I can't hear you, but I'm believing by faith that you're saying amen with me. And I am so, so grateful again that you are with me and so thankful. Today, again, we're going to be talking about the mantle of anointing. And each person that is called by God has a specific anointing given to them by God to bless the body of Christ. Amen. And each person's anointing is different, the same way that our fingerprints are different and unique from any other person. So the anointing that God has given you is not for you, but it's for other people. So the anointing that God has given me is not for me to bless myself, but it's for me to bless others. The same way that the anointing, whether you realize you have one or not, you do have an anointing. It is not for you, but it is for other people. Amen. So when God releases a mantle for something, it is for an assignment. So anointing on your life is the same thing as saying a mantle over your life. So God has given you an anointing or a mantle on you. And that mantle is for a specific assignment. Part of my mantle or my anointing is to teach the body of Christ. Amen. Specifically, I love to teach and minister on the area of deliverance. And that's something that I feel very anointed for, and that's something that I enjoy doing. So when God releases a mantle for something, it's for an assignment. And whether you realize it or not, God has given each of you a special assignment. So you have a special assignment on earth today. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Amen. Say with me, I have a special assignment. So something to keep in mind is that the anointing is not the same as a gift, okay? And it's not the same as the gifts that God has given you. Maybe I'm anointed to teach on deliverance, but I also have other gifts. I'm a kind of organized, so that's I'm good at administration and different things, you know, with a gift of helps. So those gifts and your anointing or the mantle that God has given you is totally different. So your gifts are given by God without repentance. He's not ever going to take the gift from you. Maybe He gifted you with the ability to sing well, or maybe you're a very talented musician. You know, there's a lot of different gifts in the Bible. And those are gifts given that He's not going to take away from you. But the anointing on your life can be removed. Okay? I don't want God to ever remove the anointing off of that He's given me from my life. I want to keep it. Amen. So everything that God sends to earth has to be anointed. So when you were sent to earth from heaven, because God knew you before the foundation of the world, He anointed you with a purpose for a purpose. So the anointing is not needed in heaven, but on earth. So God has given you anointing. Not because heaven needs it, but because earth needs it. People around you, anybody within your sphere of influence, that means anybody that you come in contact with, they are in need of the anointing that you have. And that is why God has connected you with them. And the word anointed means to be supernaturally empowered. So God has supernaturally empowered you to do something specific while you are on the earth today. Amen. So before I get into how to receive a mantle, I just want to talk about the definition of a mantle. So in the Old Testament, we see that the priests would put on an ephod, and this was a type of mantle or a holy garment. The word ephod means priestly garment, a shoulder cape, or a mantle. And that ephod was placed on the priest when they would go into the presence of God to minister to God's presence, okay, to minister before the Lord. And they would go to minister on behalf of the people. So the ephod or the mantle was not for the priests alone, but it was for them to take the praise and the worship and to go before the presence of God and to minister to God. Amen. They could not go into God's presence without that ephod or that mantle on. So we saw that with the priests of the Old Testament, and we also can see in Matthew chapter 9 that Jesus had a mantle. And in Matthew chapter 9 verse 20, it says, "Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him being Jesus, and touched the edge of his cloak." And that word cloak in the Greek is himateion, which is H-I-M-A-T-I-O-N, himateion, and it means the upper garment, the cloak, or the mantle. So Jesus, when he was touched by the woman with the issue of blood, he was wearing a mantle, and it was an outward representation of the spiritual mantle or the anointing that was on his life. Amen? So Jesus had a mantle. Some other people in the Bible that had a mantle besides Jesus was the prophet Elijah. We see in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "And Elijah took his mantle." So Elijah had a mantle. Elisha had a mantle. He received the mantle of Elijah, and he received it in a double portion. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13, it says, he, which is talking about Elisha, took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. So Elisha had the mantle that belonged to Elijah. Another person in the Bible that had a mantle was the prophet Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 26 through 27, it says, but Samuel said to him, Saul, I will not go back with you because you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel. And Samuel turned to leave, and Saul caught a hold of the hem of his mantle and tore it. So prophet Samuel had a mantle. And in the Old Testament, the physical mantle represents the spiritual mantle of the New Testament. So you might not walk with a physical cloak, but you have a spiritual anointing or a spiritual mantle in the spirit that can be seen. Amen. A couple other people that had mantles was Ezra. We see it in Ezra chapter 9, verse 5, and also Job in Job chapter 1, verse 20. It says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell upon the ground and worshipped. So in the Old Testament, there was a mantle, and then we see in the New Testament the mantle that Jesus wore. And the mantle would represent the authority. It represents the grace of God, and it represents what you are anointed for. So Jesus had a mantle. He was anointed pretty much for everything. Amen. People touched his garment and they were healed. He had an anointing to heal. We see it in the book of Isaiah as well in the book of Luke. He said, I've been anointed to preach the good news, to set the captive free, to bring sight to the blind. And so Jesus was anointed. Amen. So what is a mantle? A mantle was a sign, like we said, of power and authority over a person. And in the New Testament, it's in us. The authority, we carry it in us. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 8, it says, and Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that the two went over on dry ground. So the mantle of that Elijah had represented authority and power that God had given him. He had the authority to split the water and walk on dry ground. The same way Jesus separated the Red Sea for Israel, Elijah separated waters so that they could walk on dry ground from one side to another. And Jesus had a mantle, and again we see authority, that it represents authority. In Mark chapter 11, verse 28, talking about the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders, and it says, they demanded to Jesus, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you the right to do them? So they didn't care about the power. They didn't care that Jesus was healing people. They didn't really care that people were seeing, blind eyes were seeing, the lame were walking, ears were opening, the dead were being raised. They didn't care about that at all. What they cared about, they wanted to know about the authority. They wanted to know who he was under and who gave him that authority. Could they ask that? They said, by what authority are you doing things? So a mantle gives you authority. It represents authority and power. The mantle or the anointing that God has given you represents a delegated authority that God has given you in a specific area to do something specific to advance his kingdom here on earth. Amen? So say with me, I have a mantle. I am anointed. Say it again. Say, I am anointed. You are anointed by God. Amen. What else is a mantle represents? Okay. What is a mantle? A mantle is a spiritual covering. It can be a spiritual covering from God. Okay. God, gave a mantle to, in the Old Testament, we saw these other, these men of God who had an anointing. So a spiritual covering, it can be a covering from God. God covered Adam and Eve in the garden. And, you know, they didn't recognize their nakedness. They had a spiritual mantle. And it can also be the mantle of a man or a woman that you submit under. So a mantle can be a spiritual covering. So, for example, Apostle Maldonado has a mantle, an anointing for the supernatural power of God, and I am submitted under that authority, the authority of that mantle. In other words, there's a spiritual covering. That mantle protects. A mantle is something that protects, that keeps you safe. Amen. So it's a covering from a man or a woman, can be a woman as well, that you submit yourself under. So the man of God can only impart a measure of the mantle, but they cannot give it away, or they would become naked and die. So Apostle Maldonado can impart a portion of his mantle. So he can impart the supernatural to my life, to your life. There's things that I can impart to people because of the anointing and the mantle. Pastor Gideon and Pastor Irene have a specific anointing and mantle that they can impart to you as the people that are under them in their congregation. So a mantle or an anointing is also a spiritual covering, okay? A mantle is an atmosphere that you can carry. So in Jesus' garments, when the woman came, okay, so that she came and she touched his garment, and it says, Jesus said, virtue flowed from me. And when she touched his mantle, Jesus's garments were saturated with the atmosphere of heaven. Otherwise, the woman with the issue of blood would not have been healed simply by touching it. So that tells me that there is an atmosphere. The mantle of anointing that you carry, it comes from heaven. It was given to you by God from heaven. It carries a part of God, and therefore it carries a part of heaven. So you're mantle of anointing is an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere of heaven that you carry. It's an atmosphere of the presence of God that you carry. That's why Peter, when he was walking, his shadow was able to heal somebody. It's not because his shadow was so powerful, but it was because of the anointing on his life radiated. He was his shadow was how to say, it was a partaker almost of the atmosphere of heaven that was in him and that was over him. So the mantle that you carry represents the atmosphere of heaven. Amen. And that atmosphere of heaven can heal. It can deliver. It can transform people's lives. It can bring change. It can bring healing. It can bring deliverance. So with a mantle of anointing, you carry the atmosphere of heaven. Say with me, I carry the atmosphere of heaven. So as we said before, a mantle can be passed on to other people. It can be a portion of it can be imparted. And we see this in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13. Again, it says, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went and stood on the bank and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. So what had happened, if you've read your Bible, you know that there was a prophet that went, it says there was a group or a company of prophets that went to Elisha and said, hey, you know that your master is going to be taken up into heaven today, right? And so Elisha went to Elijah. And Elijah said, what is it that you want? And Elisha said, I want a double portion of what you have. And Elijah said, well, if you see me when I'm taking up, if you are with me in person and you see me, then you're going to receive that that double portion. And so Elijah two times told Elisha, hey, you stay here. I'm going to go over there. And Elisha refused. He said, nope, I'm going with you. And both times he went with Elisha. And on the way of one of those times, it says that all of a sudden there was a chariot of heaven that came down from heaven and in a whirlwind that caught up Elijah and took him up into heaven. And as he was taken up, his mantle or his cloak fell and Elisha grabbed a hold of it. And so the mantle of Elijah was passed on to Elisha. Amen. So the anointing can be, or the mantle can be passed on. We also see, however, in Numbers chapter 20, verse 23, it says, at Mount Hor, near the border of Edom, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Aaron will be gathered to his people. In other words, he's going to die. He will not enter the land I give the Israelites, because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. And it says, it goes on to say in verse 25, get Aaron and his son Eleazar and take them up to Mount Hor, and remove Aaron's garments or his mantle and put them on his son Eleazar, for Aaron will be gathered to his people and he will die. And so Moses did that. He took Aaron and Eleazar up the mountain. He stripped off the mantle from Aaron and he put it on his son Eleazar. And the word of God says that he died there on the mountain and he was gathered, or basically says he was gathered to his people. But what that really means is that he died. So if anybody ever says, hey, here's my mantle, they're dead meat, okay? So you can impart a portion of what you have, but you can never fully give your mantle. Amen. So you can pass it on to others. If you're tired of being on earth, pass it on. Pass it on to your children or whoever, and you know, go see Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm not quite ready to do that right now. So how do we receive the mantle of anointing, or the same anointing that is on another man or a woman of God? How many of you want to know that? Raise your hand. Okay, I see a couple of you. I'm just kidding. Okay, so raise your hand. Say, I want to receive the mantle of anointing. So to receive the mantle of anointing, this is important. Listen, I hope you're taking notes and writing this down. The mantle of anointing is received through the towel of service. It got quiet all of a sudden. Say with me, the towel of service. That's right, by serving. How do you get the mantle of anointing that is on another man or woman? You get it by serving them, by submitting under their anointing, submitting to them as a delegated authority, and you receive what it is they have. The anointing that I have to teach, it was given to me by God, but it has increased since I submitted myself under the mantle of anointing of Apostle Guillermo Maldonado and Prophet Anna Maldonado. Amen. My anointing has increased by serving them and by serving the sons and daughters of this house in King Jesus ministry. And a good example that we see of serving, not only was Elisha and Elijah that we spoke with, that Elijah kept telling Elisha, hey, you stay here while I go. And Elisha said, no, I'm going with you. And because of that, he received the mantle of anointing. And not only just receiving, he received a double portion of what Elijah had. But another couple in the Bible that we see was Moses and Joshua. Okay, and it says in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, it says, so the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. And when he returned to the camp, and he would return to the camp, but his servant, his servant, Joshua, the son of Nun, of a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. So I don't know if you know who Joshua is. Maybe you do, but I'm going to explain a little bit. Joshua was a commander. Listen to this. He was a commander of the armies of Israel. He commanded the armies of Israel, and he still chose to serve his leader. That blows my mind. Somebody that was a commander of thousands, millions of people, hundreds of thousands, commander of soldiers. He was a commander in the army of the Lord, army of Israel. And he made a decision to submit himself to his leader. He didn't see himself as somebody greater than Moses. He didn't see himself as somebody more important because he was a commander. He could have considered himself almost an equal to Moses because of he was helping to command the army. But instead, he chose to submit. To me, that's so powerful. What a great example, of somebody that loves God and loves people and just wants more of God. He would stay in the presence of God, and it says he was a servant. He wasn't a slave. He was a servant of God. And we are not called to be slaves, but we are called to be servants of God. Amen? So Joshua was a leader of thousands, still chose to serve, and we should have that same mentality, amen, with those that are over us, and that we should never get too great to serve. It doesn't matter what position you have. The Word of God tells us that if you want to be great in the kingdom, you have to become the least. You have to serve. You have to serve others. So it doesn't matter how high in the spiritual corporate ladder you climb, how high you climb in leadership in your church, in the ministry where you serve in, you should always have a heart to serve. You are never going to be greater than your leader. You should always have the attitude of being a servant and submitting to the authority of leadership. Amen. Why? Because when you submit to somebody's authority, you gain authority in the spirit. It's very true. The Word of God tells us that. We see it with the centurion, that he had somebody that was sick, and they went to Jesus and said, "Hey, heal my servant." And he said, "You know, you don't have to even go to my house. Just speak the word." He said, "I myself am a man of authority that I say to this one, go there, and to that one, go," and he goes. And so Jesus said, "Wow, what great faith." And there Jesus shows us that to have authority, you have to submit to authority. That centurion understood authority. And that's why he went to Jesus, because he understood that Jesus had authority. So we have authority. We have been delegated authority. And Jesus delegated authority to his disciples, and he sent them out, and they came back and said, "Hey, even the demons obey us." And for Jesus, he said, you know, that's not the most important thing, but still the demons, even demons, when Jesus delegates authority to you, even demons have to obey. The devils have to flee. Amen. So you have been delegated authority by Jesus. So Joshua went with Moses. He served Moses. He surrendered his life, and he submitted to Moses. Amen. Another person in the Bible that we see almost like a transfer of anointing, which is with Saul and David. Saul was anointed king over Israel. But because of his disobedience to God, and disobedience will cause a mantle to be removed from you as well. Amen. Because of his disobedience to God, God sent the prophet Samuel to say, "Hey, because of your disobedience, I'm taking the kingdom from you, and I'm going to put it on somebody else that has a heart after my own heart." And so what happened then, this God sent prophet Samuel to the house of Jesse, and told him to bring in his sons. And he went through all of them, and he said, "No, none of these are the ones. Do you have any other sons?" And he said, "Yep, David, he's in the field with the sheep." He said, "Bring him." And he, when he walked in, God said, "That's the one, anoint him." And so the prophet poured the oil over his head and said, "I'm anointing you as king of Israel," because, you know, he has the heart after God's heart. He had a heart of worship, a heart of repentance. And so God took the anointing from one person and put it on another. But before David received the kingdom, before he received the fullness of the anointing or the mantle that was placed on him, he went and he served David. He served Saul. Even when Saul was trying to kill him, he was twice. One, when he was in the cave, the Word of God says that Saul went to relieve himself, and David and his men were in the back of a cave, and that David cut a hem of the mantle, or the mantle of the garment of Saul. And then Saul left and he said, hey, I have this. You know, David called out and said, hey, I was so close. I could have killed you, but I didn't. Why are you after me? But then it said that that David repented for touching the anointed of God. Okay. And then there was a second time when they Saul was after David, and David took the armor and the sword of King Saul while his men were sleeping, and then they went far away, and then he called out and he's like, hey, where's your protectors? I could have killed you again, and they're sleeping. So why are you after me? And then Saul again repented. But even in through all of that, David never stopped submitting. He was always the servant of Saul until Saul died, and then David became king. Amen. So how is it that we can have the anointing removed other than by God, like we saw with Aaron? Number one, by disobedience. You can lose anointing or the mantle that God has given you through disobedience, the same way that Saul lost the anointing that God placed on him as king. He lost it through his disobedience. And another thing is by touching the mantle of another man or woman of God. David, the word of God says that David felt guilty. He felt bad that he had touched the anointed of God. So when you touch the anointed of God, God can remove the anointing from you. But because he had a heart of repentance, God did not remove that mantle from him. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to have the anointing or the mantle removed from my life. So we need to be very careful. So the word of God goes on to tell that Joshua received his mantle. So he received a mantle. What kind of mantle do we receive? We mentioned it before. We receive a mantle of authority and honor, just like Joshua. Joshua received a mantle of authority and honor. And it says in Numbers chapter 27, verse 20, it says, and you shall give some of your authority. This was God talking to Moses. You shall give some of your authority to him, that all of the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And then after Moses recognized Joshua in public in the way that God described, it says that Joshua had authority of God in public and in the spirit. So God was with Joshua. Joshua received wisdom from on high. He in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9, it says that he was full of the spirit of wisdom. So the anointing or the mantle of God on your life will bring wisdom. It will bring discernment. It will bring understanding. Amen. So you can, what is it that keeps you from receiving the anointing from a man or woman of God? You cannot receive the anointing if you despise it. If you despise the anointing that God has placed, or even if you despise the person, if they're, you look at the person, you're like, can't stand them. And then they're like, oh, come and pray. I'm going to lay hands. And you go, you cannot receive from that person because you have despised what it is that God has given them. So you cannot receive from what you have already rejected. Amen. And also, you cannot receive from a mantle that you do not honor. I am able to receive from the mantle of my spiritual father and mother. Why? Because I honor them. I've honored them with my words. I've honored them with my actions by serving them individually as people, by serving in the house, in the church, in different areas. And I've also honored them financially by sowing a seed, not because they need it, because God said, hey, sow into the mantle of the man or woman of God so you can receive what it is they have. You know, the word of God tells us, I believe it's in Luke that if you give a glass of water to a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. So that represents sowing into the man or woman of God. I sowed into the mantle of this house, the mantle of anointing that was over the apostle and over the prophet, and therefore I have received the reward of the apostle and prophet. And what is that reward? That reward is that I have access to the mantle that they carry. If you want access to the mantle that a man or woman of God has, you need to sow into their life. You want access to the mantle that Pastor Irene or Pastor Gideon has, you need to sow into their life. Pardon. Sow into their life with your words. Sow into their life with action by serving in the ministry, but with all of your heart. And sow into their life by sowing a financial seed. And watch the breakthrough that is going to happen in your life. Amen. God is going to bring breakthrough. And how many of you want to receive the mantle of God? And God wants to activate in even a greater way the mantle that is on your life. So I want to pray for you right now. Lift up your hands. I know this wasn't like a yelling or a really high intense teaching, but I felt that it was important because there is something that God wants to activate in your life today. Amen. So I want you to stand right there where you're at, if you're at home or wherever you might be, in your office, wherever you're watching the video. I want you to stand, and God is going to release something over your life. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. Lord, we know that your word is powerful. It is a double-edged sword. It is sharp and it cuts, it divides between the soul and the spirit, between the joints and the marrow. And Lord, there is a reason why you have me share on the mantle. There is something that you want to release over your sons and your daughters today. There is an anointing in their life that you want to activate. And I even hear God say that there are some of you that you have walked in the anointing that God has placed on your life. But because of the circumstances of life, you have withdrawn and you stopped ministering from the anointing of God that God placed on your life. You stopped spending time with Him. You stopped filling up yourself so that you could be poured out. And that's really what having an anointing means. Like I said at the beginning, it's not for you, it's for others. And God has something, has given you something for other people, but you have stopped. I don't know if maybe you are a pastor, but I feel that you are a pastor of a church and that you stepped away. I don't know why God is not showing me, but you stepped away and you stepped out of that. And God said He has placed a mantle over your life to lead and to guide the sheep into a place of repentance, into a place of God's presence. And He is calling you back to renew. He wants to restore the mantle that you yourself removed from your life. He wants to reactivate it. It's still there. It wasn't really removed. It just been dormant. That's the word, dormant. And God is going to wake it up. He's going to bring it back to life. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person whose anointing has become dormant in their life, Lord, because of the circumstances of life that they went through. There's somebody that you lost a loved one. You lost somebody close to you, and because of that, you stepped away from serving God, and you allowed the mantle that God placed on your life to go dormant. And God says, I'm lifting you back up. I am reviving what has been asleep. It hasn't been dead. It's not dead. It wasn't dry bones. It was just asleep. And God says, I'm waking up again that passion to do the calling and the work of God. I am reviving the passion for ministry again. I am reviving the passion for my presence again. I am reviving what has been asleep. The thing that has been dormant is beginning to wake up right now. Even now, there's a stirring. There's a stirring in your belly. There's a stirring in your spirit that is beginning to take place. And what that is the mantle of God, the anointing of God is beginning to revive. It's beginning to awaken back up. It's waking up, and there are some of the you that you have never walked in the mantle and the anointing that God placed. You have done nothing with what God has given you, and God said, "Even you, I am waking up. I am bringing a fresh wind, a revival. There's a revival that is coming into your spirit. There's revival coming into your spirit right now. There's revival coming into your relationship with God. Some of your relationships have been dead, but God said, I am bringing revival." What is revival? Revival is to revive again, to bring to life again. God is bringing to life again your relationship with Him. Why? So you can take the anointing that He has placed in your life and give it and impart it into others. Father, I release right now that mantle, that revival, that presence, that fire of your spirit, the fire of your presence over your sons and daughters, the fire of your spirit. Father, we thank you. I want you to repeat this prayer with me before we close. Say with me, Lord, I repent for keeping the anointing to myself instead of giving it away. Lord, I repent for not walking in my assignment. Yes, that's the word, the assignment. We mentioned it at the beginning. You have not walked in the assignment that God gave. You walked away from the assignment. Pastor, you walked away from the assignment, and God is calling you back to alignment. Say, I repent for not walking in my God-given assignment. I repent for not valuing the anointing or the mantle of my leader. And Lord, I repent for touching the mantle of God's anointed. Forgive me for speaking against my leader because I didn't agree, I didn't like what they did or what they said or what they told me to do. And Lord, I spoke against them. I gossiped with somebody else. And in doing that, I touch the mantle of that man or woman of God. Lord, I repent. Give me a heart of the fear of God. Lord, let me walk in the fear of God. Put your fear in me, the fear of God, because your word says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Say with me today, Lord, I will walk in the fear of God. I will not speak against my leader, but I will submit to their authority. I submit to the delegated authority that you have placed over my life. Father, and I thank you for my pastor. I thank you for my leaders. Thank you because you have placed them over me. It wasn't anybody but you. The word of God says that he places and removes kings, and that leader might not be a king, but that they are an authority. That word king represents authority. That is an authority that God placed over you. And they are a representation of God on this earth for you. So, Father, we repent if we have spoken against and touched the mantle of authority that is over our life. Right now, Lord, purify my heart. Say, purify my heart. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Lord, I repent and I make a decision today to walk in obedience, to walk in submission, and to serve my leaders in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now just lift up your hand. I'm going to release a final prayer, a final blessing over you. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I activate in every single one of your sons and daughters the gift of service, that towel of service, the desire to serve, not to be seen, but to serve because they love you and they love your leader. Lord, I declare that they serve with pure motives, with a pure heart to expand your kingdom alongside the delegated authority you have placed over them. Father, I ask that you will fill them right now. Fill them with your presence. Fill them with your love. Empower them with your spirit right now. Empower them to serve you, Holy Spirit. Empower them to serve God, to serve their leader, and to serve the church. Father, I declare right now authority over them. I declare they walk in the authority that has been delegated to them through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Lord, I thank you for your sons and your daughters. Lord, I declare that as they serve you, by serving their leader that you will begin to work in their behalf. Yes, Lord. God says, I hear God saying that as you begin to serve me, and as you begin to serve the leaders that are over you, and you begin to focus on the God's business, the business of the kingdom, God says, I'm going to take care of your business. I'm going to take care of what concerns you. As you take care of what concerns God, God is going to take care of what concerns you. So I don't know what it is that you're worried about. Maybe you're in fear with your finances because of COVID. Maybe you're in fear of your health or your family member, but God says, if you concern yourself with my business, I'm going to concern myself with yours. So stand and walk in peace. Serve knowing that God has your back. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to forget about you. He's not going to forget about your service. And I even hear God say that some of you have served him so much that it's accumulated, and that accumulation is about to pour out over your life. The accumulation of the years of serving. Some of you, you have been serving in love, serving because you love your leader, because you love God. And God said that has been an accumulation. Wow, yes, that's an accumulation that God has in heaven. And he's about to pour that accumulation back out on you. And it's going to return back to you and whatever it is that you need, and salvation of your family members. It's going to return back to you in financial prosperity. It's going to return back to you in health and healing in your body. It's going to return back to you in joy, in peace, and whatever it is that you need. God said, I'm going to pour it out over you. I'm going to release it. And everything that you have given me, I hear God say, I'm going to give back to you. Wow, what a blessing. I can't wait to hear the testimonies from you guys of what God has done in your life as a result of your serving God and as a result of the accumulation. And even before the end of this year, some of you that it's going to be poured back out on you. God is going to pour it back out. Everything you have done for years you've been serving God, years you've been serving in the ministry, years you've been dedicated, you've been the first to arrive and the last to leave, years. I just keep hearing it, years and years you've served God because you love God and you know what he's done in your life and with the work of Jesus, you know where he brought you from. And God says, I'm about to return back to you everything that you have given to me. God says, I'm going to bless you and watch the abundance that is poured out over you. Amen. So I'm so excited to hear. Please give your testimony to Pastor Gideon or Pastor Irene. We would love to hear back from them, just so we can hear what God is doing in your life. I bless you. And again, I thank you so much for opening up your home, opening up your church, and opening up your life for me to pour in and to impart to you what it is I have, or what God has given me. It's nothing that I have in myself, but what God has given me. I thank you and I bless you, and go with God in this week.